You know, comets have always fascinated those of us on Earth, and for a long time, they were thought to be a sign of doom to come. The BBC science correspondent Palab Ghosh takes us back through history.
In the Middle Ages, people believed that comets were a bad omen, a sign that disaster and misfortune were on their way. It was only later that scholars began to understand what they really were. And of course, there's no better place to find out about the history of comets than here at the Royal Astronomical Society in Piccadilly in London. I'm surrounded by ancient tomes, some of them dating back to the 16th century. With me, to describe what's in them, is Dr. Robert Massey, who's the Deputy Director of the Society. Robert, when was the first instance of comets in recorded history?
Well, as far as we're aware, they've been observed and recorded for thousands of years. The Chinese recorded something like 338 instances of comets appearing in the sky over a period of 3,000 years. So really, they've been visible and recorded throughout human history.
And what did people think of them, certainly in the early days?
In 1665, there was an astrologer, John Gadbury, who published a book where he asserted that comets were attached to various very specific things happening. So, for example, if it appears in Aries, or that part of the sky, then you'll have diseases affecting the head and eyes, a detriment unto rich men, sorrows and troubles to the vulgar. Whereas if it appears in Capricorn, you'll have fornication and adulteries to be rife and persecution of religious men.
Since the late 17th century, the big name in comets has been Edmund Halley, a physicist, mathematician, and Georgian Britain's astronomer royal. I'm standing on the prime meridian at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, along with tourists, and just across the way is the very office that Halley used to work in.
So I'm Dr. Marek Kakula, I'm a public astronomer at the Royal Observatory Greenwich. Let's go into the building where Halley actually worked while he was Astronomer Royal here at the Royal Observatory. He was a very famous figure in his day. He was very well known, perhaps a bit like Brian Cox is today, a great public scientific figure. Halley, I think what he's really most famous for today is predicting that a comet that had been seen at various times in the past would come back again, and he predicted when. Of course, it did come back, and it still comes back regularly every 76 years.
It came from the east just as bright as a torch. The neighbors had a party on their porch. Daddy rocked the baby, mama said,
My name's Carolyn Crawford and I work at the Institute of Astronomy in Cambridge University. Even in 1910, comets were still cause for concern, and in particular there was an apparition of Halley's Comet that year, and it was a particularly close one, and so there was sensationalist reporting, you know, that there may be mass poisonings, and there was widespread panic, even though many of the scientists were saying, you know, these tales are unfounded, comets are safe. There were still slightly more unscrupulous people who were selling comet pills and gas masks ready for the event.
Astronomers believe that we may be about to witness the most spectacular comet of the century. Comet Hale-Bopp is hurtling through the inner solar system, a flying mountain of ice 40 miles across.
Hale-Bopp hung in the night sky for months in 1997. Marek Kakula has vivid memories of his first sight of it.
I remember coming out of a pub one evening in Edinburgh and looking up at the sky with all the light pollution in the city and seeing this streak of light across the sky hovering there and just thinking, oh wow, that's it, that's Hale-Bopp, it's a comet.
Of course, we're talking about this because of the Rosetta mission. Is there a sense that as we lift the veil, they'll become less mysterious?
Comets have acquired this ambiguous reputation. They can bring death and destruction, but they also maybe are the origin of all of the life-giving compounds and chemicals that we have here on Earth. And it's this that Rosetta is trying to investigate. Locked away in the ice of this comet could be clues to the origins of life itself.
When Halley came to Jackson in 1910.
the BBC's Pal of Gosh. Fascinating report. Kelly Beattie, by the way, when is the next time we're going to see a comet on Earth?
Oh, we've got one in the sky right now called Comet Jacques, but it's pretty faint. You need a telescope and a finder chart. Skyandtelescope.com is the place to find that.